You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Bank Holiday Monday's action in Roscommon. We've got a mixed card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, pretty good, yeah. Bit of a damp squib, isn't it, this bank holiday, but this country we're used to it.
Yeah, August bank holiday, it's very, very wet.
Yes,
and that's going to be the case in Roscommon, I imagine, as well this evening. It's going to be quite testing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Soft to heavy on the flat course, yielding to soft, not too bad on the hurdles course. But with one or two showers scattered around, then it might just deteriorate during the course of the day. But that's not going to deter me, Mark. Oh, no, by Jiminy. I've got quite a few soft ground horses up my sleeve, ready to throw my cards on the table with.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say by Jiminy to me before.
Oh, by Jiminy. Yeah, not sure where that came from. There's a bit of Ken Dodd in everyone, I think.
Yes.
Without the tickling stick.
What do you make of the card then, in terms of bets? Have you got a few tonight?
I've got a few, yeah. I've got a couple here then everywhere. I call it the first race. I like that, mate. I want to take on Sunglider, and I'm going to put up something each way that I think will certainly run well. She ran well on debut. The 7 furlong handicap, a couple against the field there. And I think the betting in the Phillies Maiden's all wrong as well. So, yeah, I'm quite... Appleton the 7.25 as well. Forgot about that.
Don't forget that.
That was almost twice old by Jiminy.
Right, let's get stuck into the action then. The first race this evening is the 4.50. We start here with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Maiden over 7 furlongs, and Sunglider is the 6-4 favourite. 100-30 for Special Focus. Camille is 4-1, 11-2 for Newsman. Crafted Jewel is 10s, and it's 20-1 on bigger prices for the others. So the market really only considering maybe the top three or four in the betting there, Andy. Is that the case?
Looks that way, doesn't it? We're going to concentrate on the ones with form, as the ones that don't have form don't come from particularly powerful stables. And I was quite taken by the performance of Camille first time off the shelf for Jessica Harrington. Very similar to like Aidan O'Brien's and Mickey Halford's in particular. Jessica's wouldn't be all that fully wound up first time out, so the ones that do catch the eye, win or run well, must be pretty useful. Just using Final Frontier as a guide, that's very much the case. And this horse ran an extraordinary race first time out. Incidentally, it was a here at this track, so she's obviously used to running around this tight bend and coming home strong up the hill. But she was last with 3 furlongs to run, and it wasn't really until the last, let's say, furlong and a half, that she really put the pedal to the metal and began to learn what was required. She finished so strongly that she carried herself into third behind Last Waltz, who was a very easy winner on that day. And Last Waltz, I thought, ran with a great deal of credit in a Group 3 contest at the Curragh yesterday. So I think the form's pretty good. But more importantly, the eye-catching run and the run of Camille was the feature of that race, or one of the features. She's around about 4-1 this morning, but I think that's a decent each-way bet. I want to take on Sunglider, as I mentioned at the top of the piece, largely due to the fact that he's drawn badly. OK, he was third behind Herald the Dawn, and we all know what Herald the Dawn is capable of, as we saw the other day at the Curragh. But like I say, 13-13, posted out on the wing, it's going to be a difficult job for Sunglider to overcome that draw, and it's 6-4. You haven't really got too many places to go with that kind of price. So hopefully Camille will break on terms this time, a little bit more sharper, get herself into a better position, because on the evidence what we saw first time, she's going to come home strong down the lane.
It's Camille each way then for Andy in the opening race. The 5.25 is the second race on the card. This one is a handicap over 7 furlongs. The market headed by Jolyn, who's 9-2, 13-2 for It's Horry's Girl, Pure Drama 7-1, 8-1 for Vasoni, Dragon Khan is 10s with Botanical Lady, 11-1 for Burren View Lady, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. I suppose the obvious starting point would be Jolene Andy. The fillies only had 4 starts. She got off the mark last time and into a handicap here. Very unexposed.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she couldn't fail really in that race. I tried to take her on rather idiotically, but it was a really weak maiden. You look at it, you think, well, Leopardstown maiden, that could be all right. But it was an absolute shocker, and she was odds on and finally disposed of rivals that she should have really taken care of, and she did. She's been running all right up to that, but the problem with Jolene is not necessarily her form or her makeup or profile. It's the ground. She's only ever run 4 times in her life, and she's never encountered ground as bad as this. So your guess is absolutely as good as mine, whether she's going to handle it. So it doesn't really matter what she's got or how much upside you think she's capable of. I just think plain and simply, she's a risky proposition on the ground. Whereas I'd much prefer to go with horses who've been running well in hard-knocking handicaps. They've proven themselves on softest ground, and they've obviously gone a strong pace in these races. And the two that stand out, the next two in the betting, it's Harry's Girl and Pure Drama. Start with Harry's Girl from the John Gorman stable, filly by Kodiak. Her last two runs have been her best, and it's no coincidence they've both come on soft ground. Galway behind well-handicapped Tudor City, and at Bellistan the other day when rather unluckily beat it by the first reserve, Northern Surprise, who got in the race at the last ring of the bell. And if you know you take that horse out, it would have won a fairly decent handicap there in a decent time. Well drawn tonight, it's trapped two around the inside. That should mean that Kevin Mannon will be able to save a bit of ground on this three-year-old. And the other one to mention is Pure Drama, also ran in a similar race last time out too. It's Harry's Girl. That race came down in Tipperary, very competitive heat. They went a good gallop, and I thought this horse ran really well in the first time blinkers on ground that she was proving on before. Interestingly, though, she was rather inconvenienced by challenging up the inside of the track. I thought that Killian Leonard, who rode on that occasion, obviously being an apprentice handicap, didn't really realise that the middle or the stand side of the track was by far and away the quickest. And I think that was a bit of an upgradable performance by Pure Drama because of that. So second and third in the betting will be the two I'm going to take on the favourite with. It's Harry's Girl and Pure Drama.
Couple of games filled for Andy then in the 5.25. The 5.55 is the third race on the card. This one is a fillies handicap over a mile and a quarter. Brown B is the 9-2 favourite at the time of recording this. 5-1 for Chicago Street, who's been nibbled from sixes. Break My Mind 6-1 with Antique Platinum. Factor Folklore is 7-1 with Cressandra, and 9-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in the 5.55?
Yeah, look, a couple in this race. Again, wide open, so I can afford to have a couple of throws at the board. I think Factor Folklore's got to come into the equation here. I tipped her the other day at the Curra the last time she run, and she was just too keen in front with Wayne Lorden on that occasion, and she failed to land the gamble. Hopefully she'll settle a bit better today, but either way, that form is rock solid. We've seen Algonquin go on to much better things subsequently, and you go back to this run early on in the season at the Curra, had quite a few decent horses in behind it that day in a competitive and strongly run handicap won by Duke of Luca. Loads and loads of horses in front of her and behind her have come out and subsequently boosted the form. So he should be the number one choice ahead of Ringside Humour. Also ran quite well in that race back in the Curra on the 23rd of May, finishing eighth, but she didn't get the clearest to run through that day, did Jim Bolger's Charge. And she's subsequently gone on to run many good races since. She was a bit unlucky last time. I know she only finished 7th of 11, but if you go back and watch that video, if you've got a minute or two to just analyse that race again, she was full of running in the closing stages when she met a whole bunch of trouble in front of her, and she only got beat 2¾ lengths and went home through the line, literally on the bridle. She got plenty of form and soft ground early on in the season. In fact, I think she'd be better suited to today's ground than some of the quicker surfaces she'd been encountering. And at 10-1, I do think Ringside Humour's worth a look. So they're both tying together. 7-1 for Factor Folklore, 10-1 for Ringside Humour. Give us a bit of value there in that 5.55.
A couple against field then for Andy in the 5.55. The 6.25 is the fourth race on the card. This one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Fillies Maiden. It's over a mile and a half, and Athersell Abbey heads the market at 9-4. 11-4 for Sense of Victory. Chinese Light is 7-2. 9-2 for Avizar, and 11-2 are bigger prices for the others. We'll start with David Watchman's filly, Andy, who's got a rating of 86, which if she lives up to, she would win this. But she has struggled to get ahead in front, hasn't she?
Yeah, I'm not totally convinced by this Athassel Abbey. She's looked very, very one-paced. She's now becoming exposed. Obviously, she's got that 86 rating, which is a bit of a red herring, courtesy of that fifth in that listed race beyond Bocca Bacchiato, Pleshcock and Diamonds and Rubies. That's still on a dance card. But the fact that she's got well beaten twice since in ordinary mains just does set the alarm bells ringing to a certain degree. So at 9-4, I'd just probably be prepared to look elsewhere here. I certainly would be feeling as though Chinese Light's very much in the same bracket as Athassel Abbey. She's just struggling to piece it all together and finds life difficult winning as well. So with that in mind, I think there's a couple to take these flaky-looking short ones at the top of the market on with. And Sense of Victory is definitely the number one choice here. I do really like this filly. She ran a good race early on in the season on desperate ground at Leopardstown. But you look what she was up against that day. Bondi Beach, Bantry Bay, Barnacle Bill, the three Bs. Actually, six Bs, really, if you put the first and second names together. But Bondi Beach, of course, went on to finish second in the Great Voltigeur. Bantry Bay won a maiden next time out at Curra. And Barnacle Bill went down to Tipperary and absolutely bolted him. I think Jessica Harrington's got an ace card to play with that one throughout the winter. I think she's going to go juvenile hurdling with that Barnacle Bill. So she only got beat short hair, the length and the neck by those three. I mean, that a reproduction of that kind of form will see her in good stead here. She just found the tight track of Ballinrobe against her last time beyond Sherlock Holmes. She's been rested since. And I think Johnny Murta's obviously been waiting for to run her again on softest ground, which she's got tonight. So she's the number one choice. But do keep an eye on Nicaragua as well. Thought that horse travelled really strongly the other day before just getting beat by Recollection in a wild finish at Tremor. Not saying she'll beat Sense of Victory, but certainly think she'll outrun her odds. But Johnny Murta's charge is the number one choice here. She's definitely got the best form in this race. And she's got a little bit more progression to come.
Sense of Victory for Andy then in the 6.25. We're over hurdles in the 6.55. This is a 3-mile hurdle, and Lots of Memories and Perfect Gentlemen are the 2-1 joint favourites this morning. 9-4 for Waheb. Asda Peak is 11-1. And Your Busy is 12-1. Some consistent performers in here, Andy, even though it's been a while since a few of them got their head in front. Intriguing nonetheless. I thought it was a little bit tricky. What do you make of it, Andy?
Yeah, not so much me here. I thought this race is a fairly straightforward one to work out, really. The two standard bearers for me, Perfect Gentleman and Lots of Memories. They're both refugees from the Irish National this season. Both of them failed to run expectations, considering that they were only 10s and 14s, respectively. And they were both pulled up in the Fairy House feature. But since they've gone their separate race, they've run fairly respectively under both codes. Perfect Gentleman went on to finish 7th in a respectable position as well at that in the Galway Plate behind Shanahan's Turn. So obviously he comes here in good form, but Lots of Memories ran really well on the flat down in Killarney the other day. I think Connections are just trying to get this horse's confidence back. He's obviously lost his way a little bit over the larger obstacles. And in return to hurdles and the brush hurdles, should see Pete Fahey's charge run a good race here. Obviously he's been plying his trade in much better company than this in the past, and he's a horse who's been running in Grade 1, Grade 2 chases over the year. So I still wouldn't totally give up on Lots of Memories. I think he's a project that perhaps Connections can get back on track. Wheels have just slightly come off a little bit, but like I say, he ran well the other day at Killarney, so he should be absolutely A1 for this. There's been good money for him this morning. You can certainly see why. So Lots of Memories gets a vote in the 6.55.
Lots of Memories for Andy in the 6.55. The 7.25 is the penultimate race in Roscommon. This is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. Rock and Rose is the 7-4 market leader. 7-2 for Chief of Panama. Brave Love is 9-2. 10s into 8s for Baby Whiz. Lunchmaster is 8-1. 10s for Deadly Catch and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. We'll start with Rock and Rose, Andy. She's in pretty good nick at the moment and comes here chasing the hat-trick.
She is, Mark, yeah. She's in spectacular nick. That's the only way of describing it, really. I was a little bit reticent about that victory down in Kilbeggan, the fact she was a 25-1 shot. Gets the alarm bells ringing ordinarily, you know, and you think, well, was that a fluke? But boy, oh boy, she couldn't have won any more easier than I at Downroll to dispel that theory or that notion that she was a fluky winner. I mean, she travelled like the wrath of God in that race of the night. And not only that, she did a very, very fast time as well. She was held up at the back. She was actually last early on. She sized her way through the field, and by the time she got down to 2 out, she was absolutely cruising, and just a matter of Shane Shortall letting the handbrake off this in-form 6-year-old, and Adrian Joyce's charge bounded clear on the running as well. She had a really good turn of foot. On both occasions, at Kilbeggan and Down Royal, the ground's been on the soft side, so the ground tonight at Roscommon shouldn't hold any fears. We know she saves the trip as well, 2 mile 3.5 around Kilbeggan, that takes some getting, but I had to go around there twice, and you need a horse that stays well, and she's kept on strongly that day. So really, she ticks every single box you're looking at here. Opposition-wise, well, obviously there are one or two lurkers in this, but they're not in the same kind of form as Rock on Rosie. She's definitely the best bet on the card.
Best bet on the card then for Andy, Rock on Rosie in the 7.25. The 7.55 is the final race in Roscommon this evening. We finish here with a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. Grange Clare Rosa is the 8-11 favourite. House Patsy is 7-2. 4-1 for O'Donoghue's Opera. 14s for Mordecai. 16-1 for Double Take and Neddy Vaughan. And it's 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. So only three of them in single figure prices. Andy, do you see it between the three here?
I do, really. I mean, ordinarily you'd look at a Willie Mullins mare in a bumper and the fact that she got beat six times, you think, oh god, she looks at the iffy proposition. But then you take one look at the opposition here and you think, well, Brand, you know, you've got to give her another chance, to be perfectly honest. Other than House Patsy and to a small degree O'Donoghue's Opera, who's shown a little bit here, there and everywhere, this really is hers to lose. She's also shown a bit of ability over hurdles as well, second in Wexford, third in Bellystown. I know she got beat the other day, but to be fair, Brother Goal was a horse that was a bit of an unexpected winner, and a horse that improved significantly. And to be fair, Willie Mullins' 5-year-old was well clear of the rest. So, look, you know, I'm not suggesting that this 8-11 chance is the best 8-11 chance you'll ever see in your life, but she's the logical winner of a really, really poor race, and that's how I see the last.
Grange Clare Rose is a friendly in the lucky last. Let's just, as always, Andy, have a little bit of a summary. If you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, one or two value bets on the card tonight, Roscommon. Including the first race, I really like Camille. I suggest that you have a decent bet on her each way. It's hard to see her not being involved. In the next race, I want to take on the favourite, Jolene, on the count of the ground and go with It's Harry's Girl and Prove Drama. In the 5.55, Ringside Humour and Fact or Folklore, they've locked horns before, and hopefully one of those two will do me justice in that filly's handicap. Since the victory, he's got the best form in the 6.25. She should have no problems in the ground. Therefore, Johnny Merton. The best bet in the 6.55 is Lots of Memories, who was a good 30 of the day on the flat. The best bet on the card is Rock on Rosie in the 7.25. She's in unbelievable form at the moment. Don't expect her to be getting beat there. And in the final race, I want to stick with the mare's theme and go with the only mare in the race, the bottom one, Glenn's Clare Rosa.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Roscommon this evening.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.